This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson is due back in court again next month, accused of historical sexual offences. Bundoora and RNLA has come to the aid of a fisherman today after their open-top boat sustained engine failure half a mile from the pier. The Dáil has heard the HSE's hiring embargo doesn't apply to recruitment in order to meet safe staffing levels. And the Housing and Local Government Minister directs Donegal County Council to make a number of changes to the Letterkenny plan. We'll hear from the chair of the Council's Strategic Planning Committee. Lots more to come on the bulletin this evening, and later on at around 5:15 we'll have the sports news with Mark Gallagher. But we begin with today's court appearance in Newry by the former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson. He's due back in court again next month, accused of historical sexual offences. The 61-year-old MEP and his wife Eleanor Donaldson both appeared before Newry Magistrates Court this morning. Andrew Lowe was there.
Geoffrey Donaldson is accused of 11 offences, including one count of rape. His wife, 58-year-old Eleanor Donaldson, is charged with 4 offences, including aiding and abetting an offence. Both deny the charges. They both spoke in court only to confirm their names, their dates of birth, and to confirm they understood the charges before they were released on continuing bail.
Stand back. Stand back.
There was a large police and media presence in Newry this morning as Geoffrey Donaldson arrived around an hour before his case was heard. And after, more chaos ensued as he left the court to find the car picking him up wasn't ready before going back inside. He re-emerged a short time later. The case is back before Newry Magistrates Court again next month. Andrew Loud in Newry.
Bundoora and RNLI came to the aid of a fisherman this morning after their 6-metre open-top fishing boat sustained engine failure approximately half a mile from the pier at the lifeboat station. The volunteer crew were asked to launch their inshore lifeboat just before 11 this morning after the casualty raised the alarm when the boat's engine failed close to rocks. They arrived at the scene and towed the casualty safely back to the nearby pier wall. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for witnesses to a fatal crash in Fulcarra yesterday afternoon, which claimed the life of a woman. The woman in her 80s was the driver and sole occupant of the car. She was initially rushed to hospital following the crash at Ballina yesterday at around 1:30. She was later pronounced deceased. A technical examination of the scene has been carried out. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Milford Garda Station. The Dáil has been told that the HSE's recruitment embargo doesn't apply to hiring staff in order to meet safe staffing levels. Marilyn MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, raised the issue of chronic overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick during leaders' questions in the Dáil today. The Taoiseach said staffing levels at the hospital have increased by more than 40% with 1,100 additional staff recruited in the past 4 years. And Simon Harris said more can be hired if necessary.
I've been told very categorically in black and white here that the extension of safe staffing to EDs, to general and to specialised medical and surgical settings is fully funded. So I absolutely expect the delivery of the safe staffing levels to EDs, to general and specialised medical and surgical settings in Limerick and indeed in all hospitals. I'm going to pursue that on the basis of the issue you've raised, and I'll come back to you.
Donegal County Council has been directed by the Local Government and Housing Minister Dara O'Brien to make a number of changes to the Letterkenny Plan and Local Transport Plan, which was adopted earlier this year. 6 recommendations were sent to the Minister by the Office of the Planning Regulator. In the case of 4 of them, Creve, Castlebaine, Ballymacool and Bunagee, the Minister has instructed the Chief Executive of the Council to reinstate the zoning objectives originally contained in the draft plan. However, he doesn't make directions in the case of the other 2 recommendations covering zoning at Glencar Scotch and Killyclug. Well, Councillor Paul Canning is the chair of Donegal County Council's Planning Strategic Policy Committee. He says he's disappointed but not surprised at the Minister's decision. Speaking to Highland Radio earlier today, Councillor Canning said the directive from the Minister doesn't make sense, but he said it's not the first time that councillors' wishes have been overturned.
We voted against the 4-lane for the reason that we're seeing today, but I think the same thing is going to happen in relation to the non-development of the sites. The site out at Creve, we have already residential development in that area with all of the infrastructure in place. We just wanted to keep the option open to build more houses, which was simple thinking. In relation to the second site, which was at Castlebaine, That is an infill site that could have catered for a number of dwellings. In relation to the third site, which is Ballymacool, well, the amount of existing dwellings in and around that area, we wanted to zone an area that we could develop a school campus going forward, rather than have everyone driving into the cathedral area causing traffic congestion. We must remember that we're not a city with a DART service or a bus every 10 minutes, so the parents, understandably, are not going to allow their five-year-old walk to school. So we were trying to bring the school out to areas that have large populations, which Ballymacool had going into the future. In relation to the fourth site in Bunnagee, we had wanted to zone the area out in Bunnagee for general employment and for commercial. This was knocked back because of the flood zone reasons. Again, we already have the mitigation in place. The sites are already established. Businesses out there are looking to extend or start up. They'll have to move into the centre of town. I don't think that makes planning sense for any large industry.
And that was Councillor Paul Canning speaking on today's 9 till noon show. You can listen back to the whole of that piece on the 9 till noon show on our website, highlandradio.com. You can also watch the 9 till noon show on our Facebook pages and on our YouTube channel, Highland Radio Ireland. A 22-year-old man was sentenced today in relation to the posting of an online video in June of 2023 showing people singing an offensive song relating to Michaela McAreevy. He was charged with behaviour likely to stir up hatred. Dylan Kelly was sentenced to 240 hours community service at Laganside Magistrates Court in Belfast. He had been found guilty on Wednesday, March 13th. Last month, 26-year-old Stephen Kane was sentenced to 4 months in prison, suspended for 18 months, and 23-year-old Kean Jones was sentenced to 240 hours of community service. The CEO of the Bluestack Special Needs Foundation says they want to expand their services, and an immediate aim of theirs is to open a base in Letterkenny. Wendy McCarry was speaking on today's 9 till noon show as the Donegal town-based organisation launched its new fundraising initiative, which will see a team trek to the Everest-based camp in Nepal next year. Ms McCarry says more and more people from the area north of Barnesmore Gap are using the services of the Bluestack Foundation, and she says that shows there is a need for expansion.
Our core purpose and our core aim is to try and ensure that we can enhance the lives of people with additional needs and indeed their families and support them. What we're doing is only a little ripple in the ocean, but it is definitely having an impact, and our dream is to grow and get bigger and get better and offer more services and more support for people. But we can't do that without fundraising, and fundraising is extremely important to us. You know, we wouldn't survive without the support of our community, without the community across Donegal. One of our big dreams is to try and move into the Letterkenny area. We have so many children and young adults who are coming from the other side of the gap. You know, we've children coming from Downings for our summer camps because there's nothing else available to them. And, you know, we've had this dream for a long time to try and move into Letterkenny and have a space there. We're already operating in Falkara, looking at other locations as well. So, you know, we're really keen to try and expand the organisation and to bring the services that we offer closer to those who really need them and who avail of the services.
The North's economy minister has said he would support any initiative to have the Wild Atlantic Way extended into Derry and onto the Causeway Coast. The SDLP leader and Foyle MP Colm Eastwood wrote to Minister Conor Murphy in recent days on back of a report which revealed the tourism initiative generates more than €3 billion per year in revenue along the route that stretches at present from Cork to Donegal. Mr Eastwood asked for an assessment of the potential benefit of extending the Wild Atlantic Way from Donegal through Derry and into Antrim. Well, Foyle MLA Sinead McLaughlin says the expansion of the initiative would be a natural progression that was being sought before by people in Derry and beyond. She says work needs to start now so that the entire Northwest can reap the benefits of the Wild Atlantic Way.
I think this is going to be a huge asset and a huge opportunity for the Northwest, and we need to get on with delivery for the benefits right across the region. We know that this brand is worth more than €3 billion. Euros to community across the west coast of Ireland each year, and we would like to see a substantial increase of that brand moving into the northwest. It is tangible and real, and it's happening, you know, organically at the moment. You know, tourists that come up along the west of Ireland actually move into Derry, and some of them are actually quite astounded that, you know, the brand doesn't carry through as well. So it is the natural extension. It will be really good for the promotion on this route, which brings benefit to all the outdoor activities, food, tours, pubs, restaurants, cafes, and the whole of the hospitality industry from Derry right through to the Causeway Coast and Glens.
Amnesty International's global report published this afternoon puts a spotlight on Ireland's housing crisis and abortion care failings. In its State of the World's Human Rights Report, Amnesty delivers an assessment of human rights in 155 countries. The report states the world is experiencing a near breakdown of international law from ongoing global conflicts and rule-breaking by governments. Stephen Bowen, the Executive Director of Amnesty International Ireland, says the country's inclusion in the report is not a surprise.
It won't be shocking or surprising to the government that Amnesty is talking about the housing crisis here in Ireland. We have been talking about this since 2014 when we gave evidence to the Constitutional Convention.
The Taoiseach says it's likely there'll be a redress scheme to compensate the families of those who died in the Stardust tragedy 43 years ago. Taoiseach Simon Harris yesterday issued a state apology in the Dáil, saying the state had failed the relatives when they needed help most. An inquest last week found the 48 victims had been unlawfully killed. Well, speaking this afternoon, Micheál Martin said the first thing that needs to happen is consultation with the families.
There will be a redress scheme, but I think in the first instance we need to, I will be meeting with representatives of the families as well, and I think we need to talk first to the families in terms of next steps in respect of redress or how we can further help the families.
The €6 million Muff to Quigley's Point Greenway will officially open this week. Minister of State Jack Chambers will be in Donegal to officiate at the opening of the development. He'll also open the €3.6 million Lifford to Castle Finn Greenway. Well, the Gaelic of Inishowen Municipal District, Councillor Terry Crosson, says the Muff to Quigley's Point stretch is a hugely beneficial one and will have a major role in improving road safety in the area.
The GAA club down here, which is almost in the centre of the Greenway, halfway between Hope and Quigley's Point, we would have a lot of children, both boys and girls, who would normally come to train and buy cars. They can now jump on a bicycle. They could be there in 10 minutes from Quigley's Point, 10 or 12 minutes from Hope. They're travelling in a safe environment. It's active travel, it's exercise, it's health promoting. You know, what more could you ask?
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Mark Gallagher.
Thanks, Donald. Good evening. We're going to start with Gaelic games. And Donegal's under-20s are gearing up for their Ulster semi-final clash with Derry in Ballybofey this evening. Dathaoibh Gilday will miss the game as he lost his appeal against the suspension handed down following a fracas at the end of the Armagh game. Donegal selector Brendan Kilcoyne says tonight will be a huge challenge.
It's going to take our best performance of the year of that. There's no doubt. We're under no illusions as the enormity of the task ahead, Oisín, from that point of view. As I mentioned before, we're up against a very good Derry team, so we respect them. We know that they're very good footballers over the pitch, but we're also quite confident in the matter that we have good footballers all over the pitch ourselves.
We will have full match commentary from the 7:30 throw-in at McCool Park with Ryan Ferry and Martin McHugh. In tonight's other semi-final in Ulster, Tyrone welcome Monaghan to Healy Park. In soccer, Liverpool have reportedly opened negotiations with Feyenoord regarding their head coach Arne Slot. The Dutchman is the front-runner to replace Jurgen Klopp at Anfield, but still has 2 years remaining on his deal with the Rotterdam club. Slot has become a highly sought-after coach, having led Feyenoord to the Eredivisie and Dutch Cup in successive seasons. Meanwhile, Klopp takes charge of Liverpool for his final Merseyside derby tonight as the Reds go to Everton, looking to go level on points with Arsenal at the top of the Premier League. The German says he remains optimistic about his side's title hopes after the victory at Fulham last weekend.
They went 3-1 at Fulham, and I heard people saying, it was not really good or whatever, it's just Fulham wasn't good. I thought, my God, I wish you would play again. A Premier League game would just feel the intensity of these kind of challenges, all these kind of things. So I'm very positive.
Elsewhere tonight, Manchester United will look to avoid further embarrassment as they play bottom side Sheffield United. Erik ten Hag's side qualified for the FA Cup final by beating Coventry on penalties last Sunday, but only after throwing away a 3-0 lead. Ten Hag has reacted strongly to the criticism his side has received.
Top football is about results, and we made it to the final, and we deserved it, not only by this game, but also the other games. And yeah, we lost, and then in 20-minute control, also had a bad look, 3-2, 3-3. We are very lucky in the end, clear, with penalties was very good, and we made it to the final, and that is huge achievement. Twice in 2 years is magnificent. For me as a manager, 4 cup finals in 4 years, and so the comments are a disgrace.
Those two games kick off at 8 this evening, as does Crystal Palace's clash with Newcastle, while Wolves and Bournemouth kick off at the slightly earlier time of 7:45. In the Championship, Coventry need a win tonight to keep alive their playoff hopes as they welcome Hull City. And closer to home, there's one game in the Donegal Junior League Saturday Division 1 tonight as newly crowned champions Old Town Celtic travel to play KG Rovers. In boxing, it's been a disappointing afternoon for Irish boxers at the European Championships. In the past few minutes, Dean Clancy lost his light welterweight quarterfinal by unanimous decision to Azerbaijan's Malik Hasanov, while Adam Heshin lost in the featherweight quarterfinals, also by unanimous decision, to Russian boxer Edward Savin. And finally, in snooker, Mark Allen is just one frame away from a last 16 place at the World Championships. The Antrim man now leads Robbie Williams by 9-4 in their first round contest. On the other table, Ronnie O'Sullivan leads Jackson Page by 6-1 in a race to 10. That's all your sports news for this evening, but we will, of course, have live match commentary of Donegal's under 20 semi final against Derry from 7:30 here on Highland. Have a good evening.
Back Thank to you, you very much indeed, Mark. More than 80% of asylum seekers in Ireland are travelling from the UK through the north. In response to a question from Senator Robbie Gallagher, Justice Minister Helen McEntee said the number of people seeking asylum believed to be coming over the border had climbed in recent months. The revelation came during a hearing on the government's decision to opt into an EU-wide migration and asylum pact. Senator Gallagher says further clarity on what checks are being implemented at the border is urgently needed.
I had no idea that it was as high as that, but it clearly indicates that we have a problem, and it's something we need to get a handle on and fairly quick. Now, this morning, I have written to the Garda Commissioner just seeking some information in what exactly the RD are doing at the moment in relation to checks, what checks are being carried out across the border from Donegal to Louth. And have we any idea where exactly these people are crossing over? Are they crossing from Derry to Letterkenny, or the crossing from Armagh to Monaghan, or from Belfast via Dundalk? So I look forward to that response, and I suppose that'll give us maybe an indication of what checks are being undertaken by the Gardaí currently. But these figures would appear to suggest that much, much more needs to be done in this area to try and get a handle on it. Now, I understand there's an excess of 208 border crossings between Northern Ireland and the South, and we have an open border, and everyone wants that to remain, but clearly we need to do something in conjunction with the UK to try and get a handle on what's going on.
And that was Senator Robbie Gallagher. The British government is facing further calls to provide financial support for the A5. The Irish government has pledged €600 million toward the delivery of the road. West Tyrone MP Orla Begley has written to Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, pressing for a financial commitment to the Western Transport Corridor from Westminster. Meanwhile, the Stormont Assembly has been told the A5 continues to put lives at risk on a daily basis. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan raised the issue as the first anniversary approaches of the deaths of three members of the McCain and McSorley family near Auchnacloy on April 27th last year.
They were travelling home from a funeral of a family member in England, and were travelling along the Auchnacloy section of the A5. The McSorley and the McCain family members were in a minibus when, unfortunately, a very tragic and terrible accident occurred. That accident is one of the most horrific that occurred on this road. It has hit hard in the local community of Newton Stewart and also in Strabane, and impacted deeply and very harshly on the wider family as well. Three members of the family survived that terrible crash, but I know have struggled all year to comprehend what had happened. There's young people and children at the heart of this, and a family that is suffering tremendous pain. This road continues on a daily basis to put people's lives at risk. And there's no day that I do not hear of a serious accident. Unfortunately, the McCain family faced the worst possible consequences of that on a very difficult section of that road. 50 people have now died, Mr. Speaker, on that road. Hundreds, if not thousands, have been injured. And unfortunately, unless the road is delivered, more will face some terrible consequences. We do need a decision, and we need one soon.
Daniel McCrossan, SDLP MLA for West Tyrone, speaking in the Assembly. An overhaul of the local improvement scheme criteria is intended to make the scheme more accessible. The change announced by Minister Heather Humphreys requires just one herd number for a valid LIS application. That means properties sharing a lane can individually apply for funding to carry out improvements. Councillor Patrick McGowan says it is a significant amendment.
There's a lot of people who have been excluded in a scheme for a long time. They will be able to come in because you do have a lot of lanes there with a number of houses. You've also got cases of disability and access issues and maybe your school buses or other things going up and down these lanes, you know, which and people complaining, or your home help workers and acting up and down. And but it's great now that you can't. You just prove that you have one farmer who's a bona fide farmer that, you know, bring the documents in from the department office and the full and all, and that you're receiving rep payments or whatever, like, and that is now eligibility. You no longer need two farmers.
Weather forecast dry this evening with spells of sunshine in a light to moderate northerly breeze. Tonight mainly cloudy with isolated showers. Lows of 1 to 5 degrees with a few mist patches. Light variable breezes. Tomorrow a mix of cloud and sunshine with some showers in the morning and afternoon. Brighter and drier tomorrow evening. Highs on Thursday of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius in light to moderate northerly breezes. Looking at the main stories, and the former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson is due back in court again next month, accused of historical sexual offences. The 61-year-old MP and his wife both appeared before Newry Magistrates Court this morning. Bundoran and Ornalai came to the aid of a fisherman this morning after their 6-metre open-top fishing boat sustained engine failure approximately half a mile from the pier at the lifeboat station. The volunteer crew launched just before 11 o'clock and towed the casualty back to the pier. Gardaí continuing to appeal for witnesses to yesterday's fatal crash in Fulcara. It happened at Ballina at 1:30 yesterday afternoon. A woman in her 80s who was the sole driver and sole occupant of the car was taken to hospital following the crash but later pronounced deceased. And the Dáil has been told the HSE's hiring embargo doesn't apply to recruitment in order to meet safe staffing levels. Mary Lou MacDonald, the Sinn Féin leader, raised the issue of chronic overcrowding at University Hospital Limerick during leaders' questions with Taoiseach Simon Harris earlier today. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Check all of today's news on our website, highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 24th of April. The death has taken place of Cana Barrett, Moira Dlieb, Fulcara. Cana's remains will repose at her late residence in Moira Dlieb until 9 o'clock this evening, and again from 12 noon until 9 o'clock tomorrow, with Rosary Nightly at 9. Requiem Mass will take place on Friday morning in St Finian's Church, Fulcara, at 11 o'clock. The family will then proceed to Athenry in County Galway. Cana will repose at Quinn's Funeral Home, Athenry, from 7 to 8 on Friday evening. Removal for her burial will take place on Saturday morning from Quinn's Funeral Home at 10:45. Burial will take place in Athenry Graveyard at 11 o'clock. The death has taken place of Lena Catherine McCarran, 9 Marion Park, Buncrana. Her remains will repose at her residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there at 9:20 on Friday morning, going to St Mary's Oratory, Buncrana, for 10 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in Cockhill Cemetery. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Alzheimer's Society, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Hugo McGarrigle, 40 Ballycommon Road, Strabane, reposing at his home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. And the death has occurred of Margaret Kelly, Strigratty, Termon. Remains reposing at her home. Funeral to St. Columbus Church, Termon, on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards to the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, from 11pm to 11am. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.